Thank you for coming to see the boat launched and watch us come up from Clocton. We had a long row. We had to get towed for just over an hour because it was so rough off Crowland, but then we carried on. And we're going to christen the Portree boat, which wouldn't have been built without the effort of everyone in Portree and the Atlas Arts and James and the whole community that's got behind it. Anyway, the boat, or the whole project, was inspired by an old race that happened in the 1980s, and the race was the idea of a man named Tommy McKenzie. And in August we had a journey from Portree back to Clocton with the old rowers. Sadly, Tommy's no longer with us, and it was the idea of the Portree rowers that they would like to name the boat Tommy McKenzie.
Ainsley, just catch up with you for a minute. This is so exciting. You must be delighted.
Yeah, it's just been such a special project. We've just had an amazing day, an amazing 18 months.
Yeah, it has. It doesn't seem that long, but it's been going on for quite some time.
And yeah.
To see this, the two boats together.
I know, they just look so beautiful. They're multicoloured for all the folk on the radio. They're multicoloured. They look absolutely beautiful. It's like jewels sitting next to each other. And yeah, we've been building them since November last year, so first time they're both together.
And I love the Portree boat is actually following the colours of the houses along on the harbours.
Yeah, that's right. So some of the kids that were building the Portree boat chose the colours, and they were inspired by the harbour front, and also some of the colours of the plants and things that were sort of happening around us in the boat build. So yeah, we've got pinks and greens and yellows and teals, and yeah, it's beautiful.
Thank you so much, and well done to Atlas Arts, really, and all involved, and all the local people as well who have given up their time.
Yeah, exactly. And now that these boats are here, and we've got all these signs up saying these boats belong to you, so they're for everyone, so whoever wants to row them can row them, and they're not Atlas boats, they're everyone's boats, so we'll be finding a way soon for folk to get to use them, so let us know if you're interested.
James, it's great to see you.
Thank you.
And what's been your role in all of this?
I've been sort of overseeing the builds. Me and a few others, we built the Killachan skiff Saucy Mary back in 2020. Well, she was finished in 2020. And I think when Atlas and Malcolm heard about that, they came and spoke to us and asked if I would like to sort of lead the building team. So
I mean, it's quite a specialist thing, and you've been guiding them. When you built the first one, was there new skills you had to learn?
Yeah, definitely. There's not a lot similar to building a traditional boat. You're using plywood, you're using epoxy, you're using man-made materials, you're using boards already cut out. It's built upside down as well, so everything's kind of not the opposite, but everything's strangely familiar to what I'd been used to. So
I think you're being quite modest there, because I've heard from a few of the folk that have been involved in it locally that without your input it certainly couldn't have happened. So well done on that.
Thanks.
Are you going to take a wee bit of a break now?
I don't want to, but
so if there's any other community that wants
definitely
to build one, you're
yeah,
up for it.
Absolutely. Yep, yep.
And you must have seen just the people, the local people getting involved, and that must have made you happy as
that's
well.
That's been from seeing the kids come along to seeing people who struggle in some of these situations, myself included, to walk away at the end being totally a different person in a good way. If you change one person for the better, then you've done your job. It's worth it.
Exactly. Yeah. Well, I think well done to you and to everyone else who's
been
involved.
Thanks.
It's just been one of the good news stories, and it's made me very happy seeing the two boats together.
Certainly, as a part of a larger COVID recovery project, it's certainly done what it set out to do. It's brought people back out and together, and got the bit between their teeth now. So
thank you so much. This must be a very proud moment for you. And how did the idea come about?
Well, it was this project that Atlas like advertised for. Was how do you bring people back together after it was after COVID anyway. We don't need to talk about COVID so much, but it was I was thinking about how can we get people involved in a project like this, and everyone likes boats. Well, I like boats anyway, and I thought, well, we'll do this old this project inspired by the old rowing race that my dad rowed in the Plockton boat back in the 80s. And from there it kind of just snowballed.
What was your role in it then, sort of over the past year and a half or so?
Just sort of pulling it together, coordinating it, trying to keep the momentum. The build's been an important bit about it, but it's also part of that social side of it. And that
the learning new skills and pulling the community together, and it's been amazing. I don't know, it's the same in Plockton as it's been here.
It's been a real social thing. They've been very different communities. They felt different, but the same energy has been there.
I should say to folk that you have just rowed most of the way from Plockton to Portree. I'll let you go. And I know
we had to get towed for an hour.
I know I've been sort of almost stalking you and chasing you around place, but I caught you now. And
there is that magic. The magic thing is, like, the community that built the boats, and now the boats belong here.
Yeah.
And they belong to everyone here. And the more people that use them, the better. It's just magic. It's
fantastic. Thanks so much, and I'll let you enjoy the celebration.
Thank you.
Ian Ochtred, it must be a very proud moment seeing the brightly coloured boats coming in just now.
Oh, well, it certainly is. It's been a huge project for a lot of people. Lots and lots of people get involved. And this is what's great about this particular type of boat, is that lots of, people, it all becomes a little community. People get to know each other really well, working together, whether or not they've got any boat building experience or not. No, if they're not, this is the result. Two beautiful boats, and they can race together. It's great to have the two of them together.
And I should say that you are the designer of these boats.
Aye, that's right. Yeah.
How many of them are around?
We don't know, but I think it's approaching 300 now. And I think Alec, who does the kits, is sent out 400 kits all year. So that's quite a lot.
Why did you design it in the first place? What was the history behind that?
Well, it was Alec Jordan had the idea of he was at St Mornin's in Fife, and he found that he was doing historical research around the area, and found that the miners and working people along that coast, and the fishermen, they would build boats just for fun, and they'd race them up and down the coast there. And it was a big thing about 100 years ago, a long time ago, yeah. And so Alec had the brilliant idea of him reviving the tradition, and he was working with the Anstruther Maritime Museum there, and they really sponsored the building the first boat, getting the design done and building the first boat. And in the beginning, I went up to the museum, and David Todd there was very helpful, showed me all around. It's a wonderful wee place, lots and lots of boats and models, all kinds of information. And especially they showed me photographs and drawings and information about the boats they used to use. And they were based on the Fair Isle and Shetland boats. And so that's pretty much the tradition I was working in, really. And it's not my design at all, really, in a way, because it's just copying the tradition with minor variations to suit lighter construction and amateur builders and wanting a bit more stability than the traditional rowing boats had. It was all a great idea, and it worked out very well. As you can see, the boats are just do their job very well. And also, being based on the Shetland style of boat, they're extraordinarily seaworthy boats.
Well done to you, and it must be a great evening just to see them both in the water.
Certainly is, at last, yes. They've all been working in two separate places, but then sort of cooperating and keeping in touch with each other, obviously. But it's wonderful they could bring the Plockton boat over to meet up together for the celebration.